The U.S. Treasury Department announced this week it will try to crack down on the creation of tax shelters for corporations. We assigned Brick Walters to investigate one area where these tax shelters are created, and you won't believe what happened to him.
I recently visited the offices of Slip, Baffle, and Dodge, where an entire room of lawyers go to work every day creating tax shelters for corporate clients seeking to improve their bottom lines. Hunched over computers, these specialists craft elaborate and barely legal money shuffling structures that lead to tax breaks for large corporations. Barb Luhr agreed to speak to me. She's just one of the many Slip, Baffle, and Dodge attorneys. I asked her if she was working hard on another tax shelter, and she told me she had just finished one.
I call it a double-length back debt straddle deluxe with a twist. Our client will loan money to his cousin's nephew. There'll be two loans.
The new federal rules are aimed at stopping the types of transactions that exist only to avoid taxation. Exactly the kind of transaction being described by Barb Luhr. While my eyes were glazing over at her explanation, I pretended to be interested until she came up for air.
Did I mention the nephew also happens to be a prince in Liechtenstein?
No, really?
Mm-hmm. He was married to the princess for 30 seconds. Never met her. But he's got the title and citizenship. That's very handy. So he uses the loan to buy my client's equipment, then leases it back. Because he's a foreign national and royalty with diplomatic immunity, we can have him assume full responsibility.
She was losing me again. I knew I'd have to strike quickly the next time she paused.
So, my fee for structuring this arrangement can also be claimed as a loss if it's billed through an offshore company chartered in Bermuda.
Excuse me. I don't mean to interrupt your explanation, but...
Oh, no, that's okay.
Well, I'm just wondering. Here you are pretending things are one way, when in fact everybody knows it's something else, and lines of ownership stretch to dummy corporations overseas set up by money-hungry governments just looking for a piece of the action. Isn't there something wrong with this elaborate scheming to avoid taxes?
No, it's perfectly legal. Now, as
perfectly legal?
Not illegal, anyway.
Yes, but the Treasury Department wants Congress to outlaw transactions with no meaningful economic purpose except to lower the tax bill. Wouldn't this fall under that heading?
Lowering someone's tax bill is a meaningful economic purpose.
For that person, it is, but...
Guard.
Yes, ma'am?
Mr. Walters wants to leave.
All right, buddy. Come on, come on.
Actually, I'm officially registered in French Guiana as the CEO of an offshore corporation, so you can't touch me.
This whole office is technically part of Burundi, and we don't have diplomatic relations with Guyana.
Oh, well, my employer has shares in the oil company that calls the shots in Burundi, so you...
I'm the parent company of that company.
You are?
I've got it all in this drawer right here.
Boy, nothing is what it seems to be anymore.
Guard, don't throw him too far.
Yes, I was forcibly removed from the offices of Slip, Baffle, and Dodge, but not before getting a glimpse of the amazing amount of semi-clandestine work that goes into building new, sturdier tax shelters for corporations and the ultra-rich. Will these carefully built shelters be strong enough to withstand a fresh downpour of Treasury Department investigators? Can all the loopholes be closed or at least patched? And how does one become a prince in Liechtenstein? In time, we will all know the answers.
And stay out! Run!
Way out in the field, I'm Rick Walters.